Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bring this back, a little SRV for your listening pleasure. Serious Texas blues there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner, second-generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
How about that? I finally got it right.
Woohoo! How many years have I been doing this?
I'm so excited. My week can't go bad now. It's going to be a good week. So, okay, Sarah, you wrote an outstanding blog recently this week that I wanted you to share some ideas with us. And it made me, I liked it because it was about something I've been concerned about, and that is the loss of the institutional brain power, brain knowledge and references and fundamentals in a way that I still think, Sarah, what we're going through now and have been for the last 20 years and probably for the next 10 years, we're going through a conversion. Technology is putting us through a conversion that's unlike any other shift in the history of mankind. This isn't like the advent of the Industrial Revolution. This isn't like the entrepreneurial genius cluster that we had in the early part of the 20th century. This isn't like this. This is way, way, way above all of that because of the because of digital. And I'm concerned about it, and I think you are too. Go ahead and get us started.
Well, I think it's a sociological thing that we're doing, that we're ageist, right? So what's happening
Tell people what ageist means.
We're discriminating against older people, but mm-hmm. It's not just that society is doing it, we're doing it to ourselves. So I did, I interviewed a neurologist about Alzheimer's, and I interviewed a geriatric psychiatrist. Both of them had recently written books, and they had a very common theme, which is that we have a self-perception that basically when you hit, I'll call it 50, and you get a little forgetful, and you can't remember someone's name, and you get a little achy, and suddenly you think your life is on a slide down and that we're kind of done and that we're now like a slow slide to death, rather than understanding that we are refining with age, that we are evolving.
Oh, yeah.
That, yes, so that, you know, I may not be able to.
I've lost a step from where I was 10 years ago, but I'm fighting it hard.
Well, it's not that you're fighting it hard. It's that we're refining, right? So
right.
That's the thing. It's not that we're losing, but we're bad-mouthing ourselves, which reinforces the cultures, like
right.
We're all about the age, you know, the youth and the beauty
right.
and the, you know, wrinkleness and all of that. But with our age becomes better decision-making.
That's right.
More creativity, consolidation of knowledge. And that is we are so much better for that. We're optimized for decision making as we get older.
See, I think
right?
I'm,
and you've asked people.
I think I'm peaking.
Right.
You
are peaking. On your way up, my friend.
That's right.
That's the story I'm sticking to. We forget that there are things that we're so much better than, and it's getting written off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then you have all these.
You know why I think that is? I think part of that is, and it comes back to my so many things in our lives. I think is can be explained by the shift in the relationship between content and context. I think you and I have talked about this. There's so much of you and me, because we've been around a while, so much of what is in our head is heavily weighted for content and less weighted for context. I'm sorry, heavily weighted for context and not so much weighted for content, whereas the younger people, it's the opposite. And the more context is devalued, the more you and I feel devalued.
Well, I think I got that, you know, and I think, again, the translation of what that means is that we're better able to discriminate. We're able to
yep.
filter through
That's right.
the wheat and the chaff, right, so that we know how to make a decision.
Are you worried about the future of, say, America with the loss of the institutional knowledge of the old farts, as you call them in your article?
I said it. So we should have a march of the old farts.
Yeah.
I'm worried, yes, I'm worried that the old farts, that all of us old wise people are not just getting put out to pasture or putting us out to pasture, but because of the insanity that's going on, that they're kind of going the heck with this, like literally sticking their heads in the sand and going to give up trying to pass along that knowledge.
And I agree. This is what I meant when I said I'm fighting it. I mean, I'm making my young people sit down and listen to me when I talk to them about fundamentals that are not going to change 25 years from now. They're going to still be fundamentals. I retired from golf so I could work more. How crazy is that?
But I think also, Jim, the important thing is what, you know, people like to complain. And people like, we always look at the glasses half empty, not half full. And the news is all about bad stuff. So I think part of it starts with our own self-perception and our own speaking up loud and proud of, no, I'm awesome. I may be 57 and I may be coloring my hair, but I'm awesome. I bring a tremendous amount of skills and cross skills to every meeting that I get to.
That's right.
Sure, I don't know who the trendy .com, you know, apps are that I need to be able to apply. Someone else knows
that. But
that's
content. That's not context.
Right. But we have to stop picking on ourselves.
Yeah,
I agree
with
that. No one's going to respect us if we don't respect ourselves.
Well said.
And we are putting ourselves out to pasture.
Well
and that's
said. So folks, you know, find a way to identify how you're peaking right now, and don't give up and don't give in. You know, I'm not going to. I'm scratching and fighting every step of the way. And Sarah Heiner is too. Hold on to that thought, Sarah.
Well, I am working on it. Bottomlining.com. They can subscribe to my blog, too.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to our blog, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. It's bottomlineinc.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.